Today's devotion was written by volunteers from the Lutheran Hour Ministries office in Nicaragua. The title of today's message is Obedience, and our text is from Leviticus chapter 18, verses 4 and 5. You must obey my laws and be careful to follow my decrees. I am the Lord your God. Keep my decrees and laws, for the man who obeys them will live by them. I am the Lord. Listening can be hard. Listening to advice can be even harder. Emilio used to be in the habit of not paying attention to people's advice. They had their lives. Emilio had his. Their advice often sounded impractical or simply didn't apply to him, or so he thought. This was especially true when it came from Christians. He did not like to hear their advice at all. As for Emilio, he had a lot of troubles, but even so, he thought he was intelligent enough to solve them without the help of God. That was far from the case, however. Emilio had serious issues with family and friends and ended up being arrested for public disorder. Things were not going very well. In jail, they only got worse. One day, however, Emilio's situation changed. Thanks to the Lord and the committed Lutheran Hour Ministries volunteers who visit Nicaraguan jails, Emilio heard a message that changed his life. That message was about more than good advice. It was about saving grace. Volunteers spoke to Emilio and told him about Jesus Christ and how his obedience to God the Father took him to the cross to pay for the sins of mankind. Jesus is the reason for Emilio's changed life. Faith in Jesus gives hope. Reading God's Word gives direction. Obedience to His Word molds character and transforms one's life. Even as the book of Leviticus contains dozens of laws and decrees God required the ancient Israelites to follow, so today our obedience is to the one whom God has sent. The book of Hebrews says, God, after He spoke long ago to the fathers in the prophets in many portions and in many ways, in these last days has spoken to us in His Son, whom He appointed heir of all things, through whom also He made the world. Jesus summed it up when He said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through Me. That's more than good advice. That's saving grace. We pray. Dear Jesus Christ, thank You for going the distance for us on the cross. Through Your death and resurrection, You have won salvation for us. Grant us faith in that truth and obedience to follow You thereafter. Amen.